Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manatee Teaching Ministries. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we do our teaching on tonight. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to come on the air one more time, Lord. I give you glory. God, I ask you to let your spirit rule and abide, rest, rule, and abide on this service tonight, God. All of you and none of me, God, I must decrease that you can increase. Oh, God, anoint this message, Lord God, with your spirit, God. Let the spirit speak through me in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'll be quick to give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you, saints. We're coming to you tonight with a message that the Lord laid on my heart. I got to be more faithful to the radio show because I know a lot of you are tuning in and a lot of you want to share the broadcast. And, amen, I thank God that you love the teaching, amen, of the word that goes on through this ministry. So we're going to be more faithful and get some more messages cranked out to you, amen. But I want to teach tonight on Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. And the title of this message is The True Riches, amen, the true riches, amen. You know, my pastor, Pastor Corey Hamburg, he always encourages me, amen, and I just get so on fire and so lit up when I go to church, and I always just, God always just give me a message off of what he's teaching, amen. It's like the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen. So I just want to, amen, share with you tonight something that he's teaching on, the presence of God, amen. He was talking about being pure, he was talking about being holy. And the Lord gave me this scripture in Philippians 4 and 8 through 9. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report. We're going to break this scripture down tonight. The Bible says, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, hallelujah, and that's the key, if there be any praise to what we're doing for the Lord, the Bible says we ought to think on these things. We're going to talk about this tonight. Now, these things, Paul said in verse 9, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, that is what I want you to do. He said, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So I want to talk to you tonight about how to have guaranteed peace. If you want to know how to have peace and you want to know how to have guaranteed peace, then these are the things that you have to do. Number one, he says, whatsoever things are true. Now, this came from the Greek word. This comes from the Greek word. And true right here is mean you have to love the truth and you have to speak the truth and you have to be truthful. Amen. So let's go to a scripture that deals with, we're going to go to a scripture that deals with each one of these individually over the next 30 minutes. But whatsoever things are true, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 22, verse 16, and Mark chapter 12, verse 14. Praise the Lord. Now the Bible says, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight, being true. Amen. Whatsoever things are true, we know that thou art true, and you teach the way of God in truth. Amen. So evidently there must be a way to teach the word of God that's not in truth. Amen. But they were telling Jesus that we know that you do teach the word of God or the way of God in truth. He said, neither do you care for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Now, this is very important because in order to teach in truth and in order to speak the truth and love in truth, you cannot regard the person of man. He said, for thou carest thou for any man, neither do you care for any man. In order to have true peace with God, you cannot pretend or walk in falsehood because then you're not walking in truth. They said, you teach the way of God in truth. In other words, you don't care what man thinks and you don't regard the person of man. That means you don't have partiality or favoritism. You don't look at the outward man, but you look at the inward man, which is the true person. Amen. So whatsoever things are true, think on these things. Now, when he says think on these things, this is a way of life. It's, when you think on something, it's because it's supposed to change your action. It's supposed to change the way that you live. It's supposed to guide you in your actions. Whatever you think is going to come out of you. The Bible says the issues of the heart, amen, direct the man. God directs you through your spirit and through your heart. So when you think on things that are true, you're going to act it out. Amen. Whatsoever things are true. So you look at the inward man, not the outward man. You don't have partiality and you don't have favoritism in order to walk in truth. So whatsoever things are true. Let's go to whatsoever things are honest. Now this word honest here means grave or honorable. And we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 11 to talk about honesty in a man or the woman of God. Now, honesty, this scripture describes the qualities of an honorable, that word honest can also be translated honorable or honest-thinking person. So let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says that deacons must be grave. That's another word for honorable or honest. They must be honest, not double-tongued. So in order for you to have peace with God, the Bible says you cannot be double-tongued. That means that you cannot say one thing and do something else. Amen. The Bible says that deacons must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, and not greedy of filthy lucre or money. We're going to talk about this in a minute. In verse 11, it says, even so must their wives be grave. That's the same word for honest here. Not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Think on these things, the Bible says over Philippians 4 and 8. Not double-tongued. That means you don't say one thing and do something else. Not given to much wine. He didn't say not given to any wine. He said much wine. And that means you're always accountable for your actions because you're not giving in to much wine. Not greedy for filthy money. That's money gained by dishonest means. Not anything wrong with money, but not greedy for filthy money. Amen? That means money that you get through dishonest means. Not slanderous. Now, this word really got me here because when he says not slanderous, and remember we're talking about thinking on those things that are honest. So the opposite of honest here is to be a slanderer or to be a slanderer of the brethren. And the translation here is diabolus, which means the same word that's used for devil 35 times in the Bible. Now, how could a person that's in the church that's a Christian be also a slanderer or the same word that's used for the devil 35 times in the Bible, slanderer, diabolus. In the Bible, this means false accuser or one who opposes the cause of God. So anyone that opposes the cause of God or comes against the things of God, amen, if you're opposing the cause of God, you are a slanderer, the Bible says, and you are not walking in honesty or honor. These people will never know the peace of God if you come against or you oppose the cause of God in the church. Now, these people are in the church not promoting the cause of Christ, but they are going against the cause of Christ and the cause of God and the purposes of God right in the church. So he said, whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. Amen. It's a spirit of honesty that you've got to have. Praise him. Now, the next thing says, whatsoever things are just. That means righteous or keeping the commands of God. This backs up what we just talked about. Dishonest people don't keep the commands of God, and they go against the purposes of God, and they oppose the cause of Christ. Just people are righteous. They keep the commands of God. And this also is a spirit. And we're going to look at Matthew 13 and 36. Talking about the wheat and the tares, one of my favorite scriptures. So the Bible says, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him and said, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the wheat, of the field. The enemy, Jesus said, that sold them is the devil. Now we're talking about in the church, amen, the enemy has sold seeds in the church that he planted. The Bible says the enemy that sold them is the devil. Now remember, we're talking about in heaven. Jesus taught, if you read earlier up, it's talking about the kingdom of heaven is compared unto this field. So the Bible said, and the disciples earlier said, did you not sow good seed in your field, which have it tares? So here we see Jesus is explaining to the disciples in private. He said the enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares, now this is Jesus talking, as therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, representative of hell, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they, the angels, shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and they which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Where have we heard that at before? Of course, that's talking about hell. Then the Bible says, shall the righteous, after the separation, the righteous, remember he said, those that are just or righteous, then shall the righteous or just shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. When Jesus said that, that means pay attention, because this is a principle of the kingdom, and you can't make it in unless you understand what he was saying here. He said, then shall the righteous or just shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. So whatsoever things are just, we're talking about the wheat and the tares. Think on these things, because you will shine as the sun in the kingdom of God. I want to say a little bit about my testimony. I have left churches in the past because I saw things that were not right. And many of you leave church when you see things that are not right. You just pick up and go to a different church. But there are tares in every church. Amen. The enemy has planted these seeds in every church. There's no church you're going to go to where there is not a tear or a phony or a fake Christian. So what you're going to do, keep leaving every time you run into somebody that's not right? No. No church is perfect. God rebuked me and said, I did not tell you to leave that church. You are trying to do the separating before the time. And I had to grow up, and I had to grow and walk in maturity. I had to do the grown-up thing, and I had to listen to the Lord. He said, you are trying to do the separating before the time. I said, God said that he wanted to let the wheat and the tares grow together. The true wheat and the phony wheat, God said, let them grow together. That means let them sit in the same church, let them partake of the same food, and let them grow together. He said, let them grow together, and my angel shall do the separation at the harvest time, which is the end of the world. So you can't run, amen, every time you see something that's not right. You have to learn how to stand, and you have to learn how to pray. Amen, because if you leave, sometimes when you say, you can influence a person who may have been planted there by the enemy to bring division. Sometimes they will repent because of your prayers, and they will get it right with God. So you never know who you can influence by staying and praying. Amen. So now I don't leave anymore. I just pray. But he said, let the wheat and the tares grow together until he does the separation. So in Matthew 13:49, the Bible also says, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Remember, he said, those things that are just, think on these things. He said, the angels are going to come forth and separate the wicked from the just. So we are the just of God. We're going to shine as the sun in the kingdom of God, but we have to think and put our actions at work and toward the things that are of God. So he said, think about those things that are just, think about those things that are righteous, and he said, those will direct your action. Amen. Whatsoever things are pure, that means chaste, modest, pure from carnality, pure from every fault, and immaculate. So whatsoever things are pure, that means repentance. The Bible, God told me tonight, repentance is what purifies a believer. A lot of people don't believe in repentance, amen. We don't preach repentance like we used to. But repentance is what's going to purify you before God. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 7:8. The Bible says, this is Paul talking, for I thought I made you sorry with a letter. I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle have made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now, Paul says, I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner. There is a sorrow, amen, saints, that is not after a godly manner. Amen. But he says that you might receive damage by us in nothing. Godly sorrow, work of repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. So there is two types of sorrow. There's a godly sorrow and there's a worldly sorrow. But godly sorrow, Paul says, worketh repentance to salvation. Hallelujah. Not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. You can see two people repenting. You can see two people sorrowful. But one is a godly sorrow and one is not a godly sorrow. We can't judge. We don't know what's in that person's heart, but God knows if that person is godly sorrow or if that person is sorrowful, a worldly sorrow, which worketh death, or godly sorrow that worketh repentance to salvation. That's why we have to let the wheat and the tares grow together and let God do the separation, because God looks at the heart. We look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Paul said here, only the godly sorrow works salvation that you don't have to repent for over and over again. For a lot of us are sorry, but it's not a godly sorrow. Amen? So behold, for this selfsame thing, Paul said, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you or worked in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves. That's getting into the purity that we're talking about. What clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourself to be clear or pure in this matter. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8. So Paul says, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Godly sorrow, work of repentance, not to be repented of again. Amen. Let's go on. Whatsoever things are lovely, that means acceptable, friendly, and lovely. Too many people are not friendly in the house of God. Whatsoever things are lovely means that it's acceptable and friendly. My pastor preached on this tonight. We are to have fun. We ought to come to church. We ought to have fun. We ought to have clean fun. Amen. And we ought to rejoice in the Lord. Be friendly with each other. True children of God are friendly people, especially God to God's people. We are not to be mean-spirited, and we are not to be nasty. That's why Paul says here, whatsoever things are lovely, acceptable, friendly, think on these things. Let this direct your actions in the house of God. Be friendly to one another. Amen. The next thing Paul says, whatsoever things are of a good report. That means whatsoever things are well spoken of, have a good reputation. Remember, enough scripture says, have a good reputation toward those that are without or outside. Amen. Whatsoever things are of a good report, that means that you are to be well spoken of, you are to have a good reputation, and you are to be, it's for things that are spoken with goodwill to others. That means you are to bless and not to curse in the house of God. Things of a good report. Whatsoever things of a good report, think on these things. Now, the things we've talked about tonight, he said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, the only thing we have that are worthy of our time and energy, virtue and praise, are these things that we have been discussing tonight. So think on these things, and he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. And I'm going to close by reading the scripture again. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, family, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I'm closing out, amen, with the love of the Lord. I will be back with you soon, sharing what message the Lord have given me for this time and season. God bless you. This is Manna Teaching, Evangelist Brenda Amos, signing off. God bless you. Good night.